morning, I think at least I've learned three important abbreviations like CRPP and VOC, SIP. And I'm going to present another one, which is FGA. We'll let you know what that means. Today I'm going to talk about species-area relationship of forest soil microbial communities measured by FGA, which is functional gene array, the custom-designed microarray we developed in our lab and try to utilize in different questions. My co-authors are Chris Schott, and Chuck Garten and Zizhong Zhu. This study was funded by CSIT program, Carbon Sequestration in Terrestrial Ecosystem, under DOE. Chris and Chuck is still in Oak Ridge, and Joe and I moved to University of Oklahoma. So species-area relationship, which is basically increases species richness as area increases. And it has been observed many, many times. And about 100 years ago by Arrhenius, it was described in simple mathematical form, S equals coefficient C times area with exponent Z. And it is claimed to be one of the few true ecological laws. And in recent years, it has been extended to the microbial ecology. And 2004, Jessica Green and Clara Horner-Devine independently published a paper in Nature. And they used the genetic fingerprinting techniques and OTU as a unit of observations. As we know, genetic fingerprinting is great tools to assess microbial community, but it has a certain limitations, like best technician or graduate students can detect let's say 50 or less species per community, which is, we know, just couple of percentage with the most conservative estimation of the species the community. So one of the selling points of our study is the new technology microarray might be able to, if not solve, but improve the detection level and what we can do with the questions we have. Whoops. The questions are, do we really see SAR, here's another abbreviation, anyway, SAR in microbial communities? If we do, is the Z, the rate of change, is different from macroorganisms like animals, insects, and plants? And do you also see the difference between functional groups or phylogenetic groups? So a little bit of introduction to microarray. I'm sure you all know, but our array is a little bit different from the others, which is 50 more custom-designed microarray targeting microbial functions from nitrogen cycling, carbon cycling, organic contaminant degradation, and metal reduction, so on and forth. The current version I used for this study has a more than 10,000 genes on the array, so which is very vast and pretty complete. And at the time we developed this one, and currently we are updating to a version 3, which will have a more than 25,000 genes. And tomorrow afternoon we have a poster about that. So if you're interested, you can take a look at. So when you have a community DNA, which is labeled with a fluorescent molecule, and then it is hybridized to the array, which is printed in our lab, then scanned, then the signal intensity of the array should be corresponding to the gene abundance. And that is the basic idea of this technology. When our lab was developing this technology, there are a number of issues we had to tackle. Mainly specificity and sensitivity and quantification and contamination. Contaminants is a pretty much a common problem for environmental microbiology studies. And specificity, since there are so many genes and doing similar things, and how we can really specifically detect certain genes. So we had to come up with the different designs of new designs of a probe, and also publish that the new algorithm in journal, and also tackle of sensitivity. We know that rare members of community certainly cannot, no matter what we do, we cannot really detect with a really sensitive method. So instead, we introduced the whole genome amplification method using a 529 polymerase, and it has been successful. And quantification, it is like the issue of quantification more likely the gel image, like a band intensity. Somebody tried to correlate between band intensity to the bacterial abundance. Too many factors to be certain about this. It's like that. But we have a rigorously developed a protocol, standardized protocol, so we are pretty sure it is at least very close to be quantitative. And I cannot really go over everything about this. So there are a number of papers we've been published while we are tackling these issues, and so we are pretty sure that technology is working correctly. So this is an overview of FGA, aka GeoChip. And the current one has a 24,000 probes, which means basically we have about 70% of genes has three probes to be more certain about our hybridization. So that's why we have a total of over 24,000 probes. And this is the image of the array. So we have a 48 subgrid on the array, and each one has a 22 times 22, or something like that. And some has a blank. And those three probes per gene are randomly distributed within the slide. This is one of those images, which is not the best one, but from my actual study. These two spots going together is from 16S's. So they are always there if hybridization is okay. And we use that, since there are too many genes, we use those genes as a location indicator when you grid the image and quantify that. So finally, some experiment. So sampling design was a 2 1-kilometer transect on crossing at the center in the deciduous forest near Oak Ridge National Lab. In each direction, we have a 6 sampling points, so a total of 25 samples from the area. And later on, we sort of modified this one to a area. So we had drew 6 layers of diamond in each direction, so we could have a 6 areas. And just sampling pictures. This morning, I looked at these pictures and found a little bit weird, because me as a postdoc taking pictures to step scientists digging up soils. Well, that's why I like the Oak Ridge National Lab, I guess. Anyway, these are Chuck Garten and Chris Schott digging up soil. And so since Chuck did the most of the work, he got most of soil and analyzed them. And I just took about 100 mil of soil for my DNA work. So this is all did by Chuck and his lab, and 23 total of soil analysis, including properties and some processes. We had to take that out of processes data because there's some issues of sample handling. So hybridization, we had a 3 technical applications to be sure about experimental errors, and the within slide variation was controlled, and among slide normalization was also done. And SNR was applied, and outlier detection was also done. So we got the data and how to analyze. Since it is power relationship, we took a log and became linear, so did a linear regression. But as you saw, the samples are not independent from different areas, so we couldn't use a parametric statistics. So we did a bootstrapping to test the significance of the slopes, and which is G values, and also did a bootstrapping for pairwise t-test to compare among subgroups, and also did a Mantel test and canonical correspondence analysis to test to see the mechanism of those patterns if we see. 2 different levels of data we manipulated, which the FGS functional gene sequences are basically the probes we put on the array, which is let's say NIFH. We have over 100 NIFH genes from different microbial origins. So those are functional gene sequences, and all of them doing same things, So when you combine them, we call it functional genes. So some result, functional groups, and one thing kind of obvious is between FGS and FG is a big difference, and I'm going to show you later, but the most studies from animals and insects and plants, G value is close to 0.25, around that values, and our values are much lower than that, it's 0.06, 0.07, and functional genes is 0.014. So there's something happening here, and nevertheless, the all those the slopes are significant based on our bootstrap t-test. And when you compare among different functional groups, they're also significantly different. And phylogenetic groups, again, they are fairly all of them very significant except bacteria, but it's also very close to 0.05, which we normally take as a threshold. And also, they are all very significantly different, even considering, even corrected with Bonferroni correction method. So these are this is the graph the compiled from more than 700 studies last like 50 years or so. Most of them is close to 0.25, and all of those microbes, even those microbial organisms, planktons, diatoms, are much lower than the macroorganisms. And we try to tackle the mechanisms using partial mantel test to hold the different factors, but the only thing to be significant is at the functional gene level when with the soil geochemistry while distance are held. And we are able to separate three significant or important geochemical measurements, which are extractable ammonium and CN ratio and fraction of C in POM. So conclusion is, certainly species area relationship is observed in microbial communities with more advanced FGA technology. And microbial turnover rate, spatial turnover rate, G-value is much lower than that of animals and plants. And different functional groups and phylogenetic groups have distinct G-values. And when you compare between G-values in FGS and FG, we could see also functional redundancy between them.